So, Steve, you know what the Bechdel test is, right? You talked about it on the show yesterday.
Yeah, Lauren, it's asking the question of some work of fiction. Are there ever scenes with two women who talk about something other than a man?
Right, and that seems like it should be pretty simple, right? But according to Brenda Foley, co-founder of the Bridge Initiative, an incubator that promotes women in theater here in the Valley, it is really not so simple after all. She says women are really underrepresented in local theater here. And so this weekend, they're putting on the first ever Bechdel Test Fest, 2 days of play reading and film screenings, all of original works that, of course, pass the Bechdel test. So I spoke with Foley more about this festival and the problem they're trying to address with it.
Well, my company is focused on female theater artists, and we thought that that issue goes to the brunt of why females aren't being represented, because the truth of the matter is, if the people that are writing the scripts and choosing what gets put on stages are all men, oftentimes they're going to go for the things that appeal to them, which isn't always necessarily the stories told by women. So we felt that in order to address that issue, we would go right to the writers and solicit scripts that pass the Bechdel test. And we actually opened it up to male writers as well. If they could pass a, you know, write a Bechdel-worthy script, we were happy to consider it.
And so what does this problem look like here in the Valley? There's a pretty substantial theater scene here, but I wonder how underrepresented or how unequal are things for a female actor or playwright here in the Valley?
Wow, it's a big challenge. I only got here about 6 years ago. At the time, I started acting, and I was listening to people in dressing rooms talking about how it's actually gotten worse. I had a female director I was working with at the time who was acting with me and said, I can't get work as a director anymore. There's a lot of community theater here, and some of it, it's starting more and more that women are, in the last couple of years, we hope that we've had an influence, are getting a little bit more work. I do know that when we launched in 2015, we looked at the top three union companies. At that time, it was Southwest Shakespeare, Arizona Theater Company, and Phoenix Theater. And out of 17 shows, I think we said that there were maybe one director and like 2 to 3 that had a female involved. Like there was a female translation of Chekhov, so we counted that as a female.
Wow.
So yeah, it was the disparity was really, really vast. And certainly when you look at the executive leadership at those theaters, it was all male.
Wow. Did you experience that personally moving here as an actor in theater and trying to get parts, trying to get involved and just not being able to do it in the way you wanted to?
Well, I hate to slam Phoenix because it's actually a national problem. Actors Equity, the union, Actors Union, did a study this last year that they released that literally it's about 60% of contracts across the board between chorus contracts, principal contracts in musical theater and theater go to men. I do not know what the stats are here in Phoenix. I do know that there is not a lot of opportunity for me personally. But again, it's not just here. The truth of the matter is it's a supply and demand situation. Mm-hmm. And when you're graduating, more than 60% of theater majors are female. So you get into the professional world and obviously there's a lot more women, but yet the number of roles for women is smaller. So that just increases the competition. And one of our goals with Bridge was to sort of say, you know what? We need to be allies. We don't want to be competitors anymore. Like as women, we're just taught so often that we don't want to stand together, but we're sick of that. We want to be a tribe. We want to be a sisterhood.
Yeah. Well, and that is sort of the theater world, especially, right? Mm-hmm. You're competing for parts and those parts are narrow, especially for older women, right? Or especially for women of color.
Exactly.
So this gets to be a little counterintuitive to say, mm-hmm. no, we're going to coalesce.
No, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things we were very excited about, the play scripts that we're reading this weekend were discovered through a contest. We actually read them blind and we had a bunch of readers and they else got scored. And the three that rose to the top that were full length, one is by a Muslim playwright and it has 6 Muslim characters. So that was a casting challenge here in Phoenix, but it was wonderful. One is by an African-American playwright. And again, we have 5 female African-American characters in that play, have all different ages. And the auditions, I can't even tell you, it was so wonderful to sit in these auditions and watch these women come in of different ages and different abilities. We have, you know, differently abled people. And we have a person who came in and said that they self-identify as gender fluid. So, you know, we just have all different kinds of people represented on our stage, and that's the world that we want to be living in.
So you look at this problem, you've experienced it yourself, and obviously you're doing some things to try and address it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the most successful approaches that you've tried have been? Is it as simple as saying we're going to start our own festival and feature female playwrights and authors and artists?
Yes, but I think there's a broader component to it because we can't sort of be the only ones doing it. Ideally, we're looking for representation across the board, gender equity. And so the only way that you achieve that is to be getting to the established places. And the only way that I think that happens is education. I honestly don't think anybody's being sexist or anybody's doing anything malicious, but I think that it's just not something people are aware of. And so I always say when you see it, you can't unsee it. And so when you start looking on your playbill or you start looking and seeing like who's running these companies, who's directing the plays, I've started to just go, yay, when I see a woman's name, because there you'll see that there are fewer. However, Arizona Theater Company's got Marsha Mason directing right now. Yay, that's a woman, you know, who's directing at, you know, the biggest theater company in the state. You know, Phoenix Theater, I have to give them props. They're doing Mamma Mia, which has a female writer. They're doing The Boob Show, which also has a female local writer. So, you know, this conversation is happening, and I think that we can't do it in a silo. It has to just be about education and about opening up the audience's eyes, and once you start looking at it, you stop not being able to see it anymore.
Okay. And I would point out this conversation passes the Bechdel test.
I love it. Absolutely does.
Brenda Foley is the co-founder of the Bridge Initiative here in Phoenix and is putting on the Bechdel Test Fest this weekend.
Thank you so much.